Whenever I was 20 years old, I started shooting drugs. Hillbilly heroin, some people know it as Oxycontin. Synthetic form of heroin, of course. I run around with this guy all the time, always watching shoot drugs. About 6 months after running around, I said, because I had a real bad childhood, I said, what's that like? He said, well, here, I'll show you. I didn't quit for about 5 years. I didn't know that dirty needles carried a disease called hepatitis, smallest living disease that we know of right now. Extremely hard to see. Extremely rare that people even find out they have it before cirrhosis kicks in. And, you know, so I was 28 years old. And I broke out on my leg real bad. Some kind of rash. It was like flaky and red. And hurt. Swelled my leg up real big. Some young doctor said, I think you have hepatitis. And so, sure enough, come find out I had hep C. I ignored it for a long time. Didn't worry about it. I knew the consequences. I knew some third people don't show no signs at all. Most people don't even find out they have it. But a third, it doesn't bother. A third, it'll kill in 30 years or less. And a third, it'll kill in 20 years or less. Unfortunately, I ended up being the third that it would kill in 20 years or less because it started making my health really bad. Sleeping 20 hours plus a day, sick all the time, don't want to do anything. And so I went to the doctor outpatient clinic in Kanawha City Memorial, CAMC Memorial, and met Dr. Elliott, which is a really, really nice lady. She's a really nice doctor. She's straightforward. She don't beat around the bush. And she tells you what you want to hear, even though you don't want to hear it. She told me that I needed to get all my physical stuff straight and all my mental stuff straight, and then we would start on treatment. So I started seeing Byron at Riverside. Found out I had real high blood pressure, but, you know, I'm 6 foot and 350 pounds. But I started seeing the doctor because Dr. Elliott of the outpatient clinic wanted me to get everything under control before I went through the HCV treatment, because it's one of the most brutal treatments that there is as far as treatment goes. I can only compare it to, I hate to say this because it's a big difference, but it's more of a cancer treatment of radiation and stuff. It does the exact same thing to the body. It lowers blood cell counts, lowers immune system, it lowers body weight. It's really brutal on the body, but my doctor wanted me to get everything under control before I started through it. That way, I wouldn't get halfway through it and kill over from something else, or I wouldn't get halfway through it because I have a manic depressive and paranoid schizophrenic, and she was scared because I have attempted suicide before in my past. She was scared that I would get halfway through it, feel depressed one night, and shoot myself, which I told her I wouldn't shoot myself. I'd climb in a bathtub, which is what most females do, but I'd want to save the blood mass, so I'd climb in a bathtub and slit my wrist. But she said, well, that's what we don't want to do. And I said, okay. So I've been going to the doctor for a year now, going through for high blood pressure and schizophrenia and stuff like that, trying to get all of that straight before I go into the even harder treatment, which is the HCV treatment.